Hello, and welcome to the Carriers of Hope podcast. Are you tired of always striving for something and ending up at a dead end? Are you sick of searching in all the wrong places in hopes that you'll find your true identity? Do you want to find healing and walk in the freedom that it brings? Do you desire to have authentic relationships in your day-to-day life? Then this is the podcast for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sandy Cortez. This podcast will help you find truth, healing, and freedom, and will empower you to find your true identity. You will learn how to apply practical tools to teach you how to strive no longer, bring forth healing from your past wounds, and break away from your negative mindset. Let's begin this journey to help you start living the life you were intended to live. So grab your pen and paper, and let's start to rewrite your story. Hey guys, how's everyone doing today? I hope that you're having an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I feel like I haven't read a review in so long, so I wanted to go ahead and hop on here and give a shout out to the She Is podcast. And this is coming from the Apple podcast. She left a review on June 18th. It says, "Great podcast. Love the practical tools shared to help us live out our purpose." Susan Beth, thank you so much. Guys, she also has her own podcast, so make sure that you go over there and check out all her stuff. Her podcast is about struggling with about true meaning and purpose, and that there's got to be basically a lot more out there. And if you struggle with uncovering what your gifts are and your mission, this is the community and the podcast you want to hop on. And guys, she has some great, great episodes. And here are some of the episodes that she has: Finding Refreshment and Rest This Summer. Also, episode 100, Knowing Your Capacity, and it's two parts. And she has another one called Are You Stressed or Stretched? So make sure that you guys go and check her out and leave her a review. Guys, it helps us with reviews, so make sure that you guys subscribe to some of these podcasts, because you'll get the latest episode that comes out every time that you subscribe at one of these podcasts. And make sure that you leave them a review, because then people can go on there and just kind of read some of the reviews, and it lets them know who this person is about, what the podcast entails, and whatnot. So let's go ahead and help one another that way, and make sure that you subscribe and review even to this podcast and the ones that I'll be acknowledging throughout the different podcasts that I'm also listening to myself. So without further ado, I want to talk about episode 17. I actually spoke about this on Transformation Tuesday on Instagram, and I always like to leave like a nugget there, but really go deeper on my podcast and share a little bit more of life experiences and more involvement in that way. And so today's topic is going to be called Without Action, The Story Never Changes. And I love that, because how many times in our lives do we say we really want to do something or hopes for something and never really set out to do whatever that is? Or ever gathered somewhere where you're watching somebody either go and do a bungee jump or parasailing or skydiving, and the anticipation and the excitement or that exhilarating feeling that you get, or even those fears that may come up watching someone do it? Or maybe you thought, I'd love to do that, but that just freaks me out, or that's just too scary. That would probably be me. I don't know if it's that I would love to do it. Like, I don't care to bungee jump. I've seen some nice videos on YouTube of people jumping and relying on that rope to take them all the way down. But the scenery is beautiful. I just like to be there for the scenery, guys, not just the bungee jump. I'm not one that is daring like that. Or even skydiving. I've seen people, and I'm like, why do they want to do it? And see, guys, I do not like that feeling of like the pit of your stomach, like that. I just don't like things like that. So therefore, like, I don't do like all these like fun things that other people like to do, as far as like jumping off airplanes, bungee jumping, or even like the Tower of Terror. I've probably done that like 3 times throughout my life. And it was because more of like trying to be supportive for my family and them telling me, no, you have to do it. And to me, it was just not fun. Like, the anticipation of going on there gave me more anxiety than saying it was fun and, oh, I'd love to do it again. No, not so much. Not me. So I want to share a story with you, and it's actually from the book by Kyle Eidelman, and I believe it's called Aha, and this is where the story comes from. So basically, he was in his senior year, and his senior class went to Dallas, Texas, and they had stopped somewhere and saw that somebody was bungee jumping. And so everybody was gathered around and looking at all their friends going and just jumping off and relying on this rope and the feeling of just jumping off a cliff, I guess it was. And basically he was like, you know, I would do that if it wasn't for $40 that I had to pay. So a young lady tapped him on the back of his shoulder and basically said to him, well, here, how about you pay 20 and I pay 20? Well, how many times in our lives have we said, I wish I could do this? And maybe the opportunity has come about and you're like, no, I don't think so. Well, as Kyle is standing there and everybody's looking at him, like you said, you would do it if you had $40 and someone is now giving you $20. So really you're just paying $20 for this bungee jump. He just thought, well, I guess I'm going to have to do it now because I did say if I had the $40, I would do it, or if it wasn't $40, I would do it rather. It was one thing for him to say he would do it, but it was another thing to actually do it. As he is like, well, I've got to kind of take this dare, you know, kind of eat the words. How many times have we said things that we were like, did that just come out of my mouth because now somebody's asking you about that? Or I'm going to be held accountable to that? Or have you ever played the game growing up, you know, like truth or dare? Or someone dared you to do it, or someone was like, I'll pay you to do that, and you felt like, oh my gosh, I gotta do this, right? Little did everyone know that Kyle was afraid of heights. So to him, it was just like, oh my goodness, like, I'm really gonna step out to do this. What is everyone gonna think of me if they find out that I'm scared of heights? But I have to do it because I just said that I wouldn't pay $40 for it. So somebody made it easier for him to do it. And honestly, as I'm reading this story, I don't think that he envisioned someone calling him out and challenging him the way that they did. So as he is walking up to prepare for this bungee jump, he gets on an elevator and it's taking him to the highest peak. And actually in Dallas, Texas, as I was reading this story, it has the highest bungee jump in the country. So can you imagine somebody being afraid of heights and basically thinking to themselves, like, what am I doing? I would be totally freaking out. I would have had to been like, I'm so sorry, I can't do this. Then again, I'm thinking of my senior year. I was seeking approval and really didn't know who I was back then. So I probably would have been to do the same thing like Kyle did and just got myself ready to do a bungee jump. So the point of this story is that, have you ever had an aha moment where something was awakened in you and you really had to be honest, but did you take action? For him that day, he said he would bungee jump, but not for $40. So when the girl acknowledged that, there was an awakening in him saying, oh. And then he had to be honest to himself, like, I did say that if it wasn't 40, I'd do it. And then having to take action for him that day must have been extremely scary for him. So as he's getting up to the highest part of that cliff or mountain, he asked the guy that was preparing people and putting on their gear, you know, that rope they wrap around your legs and all of that, do that safety check, what's the easiest way of doing this? And he would see people just like get up there and just fall. So the guy told him, just close your eyes and fall. And he was just like, okay, like that commercial, hello, Captain Obvious, on hotel.com. And so he was just like, just close my eyes and fall. Okay, he did it. So I want to ask you, how many times has something been an aha moment in your life, yet you were being honest with yourself and saying, yes, that's true? So let's say, for instance, you step on the scale and you saw that you've gained a lot of weight and had to have that honest talk saying, hey, I need to start losing weight and taking care of myself more. But that's as far as you got. You never put any action into place. So today's topic is going to be that, is setting things into place. Whenever there's been an awakening in yourself, you have that honest talk, but you execute a plan to follow through in that. So I even want to share a real life example with you. I actually went to the doctor's about 2 weeks ago. And basically the doctor was the first time I've ever met her. And I went in there just indicating like I've had some headaches, some bruising going on, and was just really concerned about those things. So, of course, the doctor approaches, what are you going to do about your health? And what do you think about your health? And I'm looking at her like, listen, I didn't come here to talk about my health. I came to talk about my migraines or my swelling or my bruising that was taking place. And again, she asked me, what are you going to do about your health? And of course, after I stepped on the scale, I was had that awakening moment like, oh, crap. For me, I think like when you go to doctor's office, the scale is a lot heavier than it is at home, or that's what I tell myself to make myself feel better. I don't know, guys. What do you think? So she begins to tell me that, and then she indicates that she wants to put me on a keto diet. And I was like, great, right? So I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll do it. But once I left there, I was like, it was like a Wednesday, and I'm like, I'm not going to do that till Monday. How many times have we had an awakening that we thought, you know what, I'm going to start tomorrow or next week or next month or next year? Or yeah, that's a great goal and like a bucket list, but you never get around to those things. Well, I did start my keto diet on that Monday, but honestly, I should have probably started it on Thursday, but I thought I just need a gorge on all the food that I love, ice cream, brownies, sweets, pizza, all the carbs that we love and crave. And it's actually been a really good experience though for me. I haven't had any cravings, which is really good because I love sweets, guys. I love sweets. Like I feel like sometimes I'm cheating on my husband with sweets. That's how bad it is. And so I'm glad that I've decided to take that awakening that my doctor instilled. I knew I had to do it, but somebody had to be there to challenge me like they did Kyle and just tell me like, it's time to start taking care of your health. And here I am. Now about 9 days into it, and it's been really good. I've had a little bit of weight loss and stuff, but I'm going to do this because I want to take care of myself because I'm 46 and I'm not getting any younger, guys. And so this is a good example of when there is an awakening in you and you do that self-talk like, hey, I got to do this, but then have you set things into action? And that's what I want to ask you today. So what that looks like is something awakens you from your current condition, whether it's bad news from the doctors, whether it's you've been giving news about a family member that they're ill and only have X amount of time to live. I remember that in 2007, my mom had gotten cancer again and getting the news from the doctor indicating that she only had 6 months to live, guys. Well, how do you prepare for that, right? I was looking for all kinds of resources, researching different things, seeing how I can really prolong her life. And the doctors were right on. So it was an awakening for my mom. I remember her being in denial for at least a month. And then her not wanting me to do any kind of research to prolong her life and wanted to live the best years or the best months of her life in this 6 month period. And so it's things like that. Like, how do you prepare for that? When something awakens you and gives you that, like, oh crap moment, what do you tell yourself and what do you do? And how many times have you even had that honest self-talk? But then comes the real test and you say to yourself, when are you going to start? And then what happens? How many times many of us say, I'll just go ahead and start tomorrow. Like I told myself when my doctor started to talk to me about my health, yeah, I'll start tomorrow. Or how many times have we said, I'll just pray about it, or let me research it some more, or let me think about it? And do you ever go back to visit whatever that awakening moment was in your life? What's sad is that, you know what, we really need to bring change to an area of our lives that maybe has been sitting dormant forever. You know you need to change, but that doesn't mean that we're going to change. We can hope for it, talk about it. But nothing happens if we don't actually execute that or take action. We get that first awakening, we do some self-talk, but nothing really changes unless action comes from us. I want to talk about some of the warning signs that keep us from moving forward and we remain stuck. The first one is fatigue and frustration set in. Basically, it's just kind of attempting to do something you've never done. It can become frustrating in the process. It could become tiring. You can become weary in it. Like, let's say you're getting ready to do a marathon. Don't you have to train for that? Or are you going to go put on your shoes and start running, knowing that you've never done that before? Never had ran in your entire life, but you're throwing on your shoes and running. Well, that's not going to make any sense, and that's going to frustrate you, and you're going to put your body into overdrive, because with a marathon, you have to prepare for it. You have to train for it. You have to work up to it. And so one of those warning signs is that fatigue and frustration starts to kick in, and a lot of times once that kicks in, we don't even want to continue doing whatever we're trying to bring change to. The next one is even tension in relationships. Knowing you need to do something and you haven't done it, and your family's even just indicating to you that, hey, you really need to change in this area or seek help in this area. And it becomes a hardship with being with your family, and it spills out around your loved ones. And you're hard to be around with because, let's say, you're an alcoholic and they're telling you you need to seek help, but you're just drinking more and more. Or they get home and you're sitting on the couch drunk, passed out. Or they know that you have had some medical complications and you're waiting and not going to see a doctor, but you're getting worse. That causes a lot of tension with your friends and loved ones. The next one is undirected anger. You may even feel guilty because you're not living like maybe your beliefs and values. Or maybe you've changed, like life experiences have changed you, and you are trying to figure things out and are so frustrated and so angry at yourself. Maybe you've compromised in different areas of your life that you never thought, I would never do that, and here you are doing that. So with that comes anger, but if you really dig deeper, anger is a secondary emotion, so you're either hurt, or there's also some guilt that's been sitting in and eventually leads to anger. And maybe you've been awakened to do something, but you're so angry that you haven't done anything about it. But without action, the story never changes in your life. So what is your story? What's been your story? What do you need to change about your story? And here's the thing, guys. Whatever life experiences that you've gone through, you can't change what's happened. You can just rewrite them. So what do you plan to rewrite or set into action today to change your story? Honestly, guys, this is where we get stuck. And you know what? At times it's not easy and we want to just give up. It's always easier to just quit, which I totally get because I can't tell you how many times I've ventured out to lose weight, guys, to take care of my health, and I do so well and then I gain weight. It's been like a yo-yo throughout my life. Or saying that I'm going to start something, you know, I'm going to start walking, or I'm going to start doing this, or I'm going to spend more time with my family or work less, and nothing changes. But your convictions aren't really worth anything until there's action. I actually want to wrap this around the story of the prodigal son in the Bible. Luke 15, if you've ever heard of that story, you can search that and be more in depth in that. Take the time to read that. So there was a father that basically had two sons. The younger one basically told his father to just go ahead and give me the share of his estate or his inheritance. So the father decided that he was going to split the inheritance between the two sons. So the younger son decided that, you know what, I got money, I'm out, see y'all later, peace out. How many times have we left our home and we're so excited to just live the adult life or think we know what the adult life is like? Then reality sits in once we're out there living the adult life. So basically, this is what the story is about. So the younger son decided, I want my money. And he goes off and leaves his family. And he basically goes through all of his money. After he spent everything, there was basically like a hardship that took place throughout the land and the whole country. And he started to become in need of things, in need of money. He squandered all his money, so had none. So he was like, okay, well, I'm gonna have to go get a job, basically. And it was a job to feed the pigs. And if you guys have ever seen how pigs are, they're gross. They like just play around in their own mud and they smell. It's just disgusting, guys. At this point, he really had no other choice. So he decided that he was going to help feed the pigs. And he was so hungry, he was even willing to eat the slop given to the pig. No one would feed him a thing. So of course he had that awakening moment, and he finally realized that what he was doing, and he thought, there are many workers at my father's house who have food. and basically would even feed him if he was there. So he was like living la vida loca, is like what I like to say, or how we all in our younger years thought that I want to be an adult, nobody needs to tell me anything, and you leave your home. This is the same story, guys. We basically start reflecting on what it was like at home, and that's exactly what this son did. He remembered how well he had it at home, where he never had to be hungry, always had everything, and there was never no lack. So you know how we start thinking, man, I probably should go back home? This is exactly what this son was saying. In his mind, he was saying, I just need to go back home to my father's house, and you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and tell him I am sorry, I've done wrong here. I thought I knew what I was doing. You were right. You know best. You told me to be careful on how I spend my money, but now I have no money. So I need somewhere to live, somewhere to sleep, somewhere to eat. So he got up. He had that awakening moment. The key word was that he got up. He reflected on his life and thought he knew it all and lost everything and thought, I need to do something about this situation that I'm in, and set out to go to his father's house. What the beauty of this story is that his father did take him back and embraced him. And it was like he never left. There was no hard feelings. The father took him in and even had a feast that day of like a coming to America home party or something for him. If you've never read this story, it is a really beautiful story about two siblings and their father, and how just there's a lot of reconciliation that took place. The brothers live two different roles. There's a little bit of jealousy in that. So if you have siblings and stuff, this wouldn't be a bad idea to read this story. But the point of this story was that he got up. He had an awakening moment. He began to say, this is what I'm going to tell my dad. And he got up. So I want to ask you, when are you going to get up? When are you going to call and ask for help? When are you going to end a relationship that hasn't been working out and you're just staying because either you're lonely, afraid of being alone, or just feel like this is the best that you can do? When are you going to do something that will really help you take action in? I'll share a little bit about even those things in our lives, because I remember about maybe 19 years ago, I was in a place in my life where everything that had happened in my upbringing, facing adult life. I left my home when I was 17 years old, and I just thought I knew it all, right? Such a baby. And I quickly learned that the real world is scary sometimes, especially when you're not equipped to face it and don't have the tools to face it. So I went many years and just drinking, partying, all of that. I actually met my husband when I was 17 years old. And basically, two worlds collided together. All of our upbringing and baggage came in into the relationship, and we endured a lot of hardship in the beginning stages of our relationship. We dated about 5 years, or lived together for about 5 years, and finally got married. But in that, it was like something in me was basically oozing out of my pores. And I had one baby, and then several years later had another baby, and I was just not content with life. Everything I was trying was not working. Having a relationship didn't bring satisfaction and contentment. Having a mom, or having that title, or having a baby was exhausting. I loved my kids, but honestly felt like I didn't even know what I was doing back then, and was just so unhappy. And I just recall in 2000, my son was born 1999, so 2000, I just recall just saying, I don't really want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this life anymore. I don't want to be married anymore. All these things. And stepping foot inside of a church. And I didn't like Christian people. I thought they were the most phoniest out there. But I'm like, let me give this thing called God a shot, right? And that's when that awakening took place in me. I had to do the self-talk, like what I'm doing is not working. And I gave my life to the Lord on an Easter Sunday. And I just saw how God started to just reconcile different areas of my life. He began to heal different wounds that have been bleeding for so many years. And so guys, I don't know who's listening to this today. that is maybe feeling like they're at the end of their rope. They can't do this anymore. Maybe you're struggling with suicide today. Maybe you're feeling like, you know what, nothing else has worked. Why do I need to even be here on this earth? Yeah, I thought the same thing too. And trust me, I struggled with suicide ideation for a long, long time, where I just felt like I had no value. I wasn't worth anything. Nobody would even know if I was gone. But guys, it took that awakening in me and that self-talk to allow me to do what I do today, guys. To be able to come on here and speak truth and speak life into your life, to bring hope to you. So I don't know what you're facing today, but I pray that this message has awakened something in you, that you decide to do that self-talk and you decide, you know what, today is the day where I'm going to do something. And remember that without action, the story never changes. So in my life, I had to take action in different areas of my life. And now I'm reaping the fruits of all of that. Do you know the fear that I had of even going live on Instagram or even doing this podcast, guys? That meant that people from all over would be listening to me. I didn't think I was worthy of that. People tuning into me, running the risk of judgment or people being mean. And to me, none of that mattered. The bigger cause here was to make a difference in people's lives the way that God has made a difference in mine. And I'm hoping that this message today is making a difference in your life. As you're sitting in your car or listening in your home, or as you're walking, listening to this podcast, I pray that you would be able to just encounter that awakening and that you do that self-talk and take action. You're worth doing that. It's time to put something into action. Choose one area of your life where you want to grow, where you don't want to be stuck anymore. Remember, it's one thing to want to do it. It's another thing to actually do it. Mindful of those warning signs that I talked about today. Don't allow fatigue or frustration to settle in as you start this new journey. Take a look at your relationships and where you're at. Are you the cause of the tension that's there? Do you have undirected anger towards yourself because maybe you're not living the way that you should be? Or maybe you've set out to do different things and they haven't worked in your favor. But I want to be here today to tell you not to quit. Because if you allow these warning signs to kick in, this is where we get stuck. And remember that your convictions aren't really worth anything until there's action. And remember that story. We can have it all, guys, and lose it all in a matter of seconds. And it's time to just get up. So I want to challenge you in this, guys. When are you going to get up? When are you going to do something that is going to help you? What action are you going to take today that's going to change the rest of your life? In 2000, I knew I no longer wanted to live. I wanted a divorce. I wanted out. I didn't even want to be a mom. I had no sense of purpose or direction in my life. And I decided, you know what, let me go ahead and try God, even though I had a very religious upbringing and I hated people that were religious. But I had to really encounter God for who he was and find out who he was on my own, not what was instilled in me or what I heard growing up. And that's when my awakening came. And little by little, I started to grow in different areas of my life and heal. I had a lot of accountability. I've done tons of counseling, guys, tons. And still I'm in counseling. And I am not ashamed to say that, because doing the line of work that I do, I have to do my own work. So I'm not giving you guys things from an empty well. So let's remember the aha moment, an awakening, honest talk to yourself, and action. Until next time, guys. Thank you for listening to the Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel and go ahead and leave me a review? Be sure to share it with your friends and family, and together we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com, and be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.